now, the rest of the story. Cal was indeed an animal lover. His house was virtually overrun with dogs and cats and canaries. And then one autumn, some of Cal's friends in Mississippi got together and sent him the main course for a Thanksgiving dinner. They sent it alive so that it could be freshly killed for Cal's table. No, it was not a turkey, it was a raccoon. Well, Cal took one look at the innocent black masked face, and it was love at first sight. The little girl raccoon had charmed herself out of the stew pot and into Cal's heart. Cal named her Rebecca, and their happy days together comprise the rest of the story. Rebecca the raccoon and her pal Cal were together a familiar sight in the neighborhood, especially in the evenings. When the weather was pleasant, Cal and Rebecca always took long evening walks, the latter on a leash for her own safety, and rarely passed the day when the two didn't play, as though Rebecca were Cal's child, some said. She had a large playpen a few steps from Cal's study. Among her toys was a huge water tub, where she often swished a bar of soap until the suds overflowed. Cal much enjoyed watching Rebecca splash around in her tub. He was always concerned that she had enough soap to play with, and since she had complete freedom to run through the house, Rebecca always knew where the soap could be found. Frequently, Cal wore Rebecca draped around his neck like a big furry necklace. That was her ride. Her favorite dinner was persimmon and chicken, some green shrimp and eggs and cream. Separations for both Rebecca and Cal were difficult, even for 2 or 3 days. Whenever Cal's business called him away, Cal would fret, and Rebecca would fret. Indeed, one night Rebecca left home, and nobody knows why. Maybe because he was absent at the time. Maybe she was going to try to find him. Maybe it was curiosity about the rest of the world. That's the most plausible motive anybody can imagine. But anyway, Cal came home and was frantic. He called the police. They assured him that an officer was on the way. No, 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 Cal insisted. It would take at least 4 policemen to track down the ingenious Rebecca. So 4 officers hurried to Cal's house. And they were most of the night searching the neighborhood, searching with flashlights, under and around everything, before one of the men spotted 2 glowing eyes in a hedge. A corn muffin lured the wayward raccoon into custody. Rebecca was punished for her thoughtlessness by having to spend the remainder of the night in the cellar, although I understand that Cal missed her so much, he served most of the sentence with her. As pets and their masters go, I don't know that the relationship of which you've just learned is particularly remarkable. It merely gives us a different glimpse into the secret heart of someone, a man more often remembered for what he did not say than for what he said. For Cal, whose chronic silence amused a nation, was President Calvin Coolidge. And, of course, the home where his beloved Rebecca splashed and played and ran free was your White House. And now you know the rest of the story.